Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Nun Tes, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, Amar Rabbi Yoichanan Bishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So yesterday we began the Mishnah earlier on the Amid, the Mishnah that said, Kishem She'oina B'mekach U'memkar, just like there's a parsha of Oina that relates to Mekach U'memkar, Kach Oina B'dvarim. So too there's a parsha of Oina as Dvarim. So that just like one is not allowed to be Metzayer somebody else in a business setting, he can't charge him too much money for something, he can't be dishonest with him in a business sense. So too, a person has to be sensitive with how he deals to people, even not in a business setting, as the Mishnah gave examples, and the Braisa continued and gave examples for it as well. The Makar to it, the Gemara said, is that in the Parsha of Oina, which is in Parshas Bahar, the Torah mentions twice the Isser Oina. The Chisimkeru Memkar La Misecha, Oikonoi Niyada Misecha, Altoinu Isha Sachiv, that's number one. And three psukim later, v'loisoyno ishes amisoy v'yoreso me'alikecha ki ani Hashem alikechem. So it says altoinu ishes achiv pasuk yudalid, and then it says v'loisoyno ishes amisoy pasuk yudzayin. Why do you need two psukim to tell me the isra? No, says the Gemara. One is talking about oinas mama, and the other is talking about oinas dvar. Says the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yoichanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Gadol oinas dvar me'inas mama. The isser oinas dvarim is gadol. It's more chamur than the isser oinas mama. Shazen nemar by v'yareisa me'alikecha, v'zed loy nemar by v'yareisa me'alikecha. Pasuk Yudalid, which is discussing Einas Mamayin, says Altoinu Isha Sachiv. Pasuk Yudzayin, the Torah adds two words. V'loisoinu Isha Samisai, v'yareisa me'alikecha. V'yareisa me'alikecha suggests that there's something very chamur about this loy sasei. The Torah mentioned v'yareisa me'alikecha by the Isser Einas Dvarim. It didn't mention it by the Isser Einas Mamayin. Thus, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that Gadol Einas Dvarim Einas Mamayin. Rabbi Loza said that it's true that Einas Dvarim is Gadol Einas Mamayin. Now I know that not from the words v'yareisa me'alikecha, but it's common sense. Zeb gufay v'zeb mamayinay. Einas Mamayin, you're affecting the person in his wallet. Einas Dvarim, you're affecting his guf. Certainly, that's mochamer. Anachmeni Amar zeh nitin liyishavim v'zeh lo nitin liyishavim. Now I know that Gadol Einas Dvarim Einas Mamayin, because Einas Mamayin, there's a way to make the person from whom you took whole. You could always give him the shtos or the yesemi shtos. You could always give him back the difference. As opposed to Einas Dvarim, it's lo nitin liyishavim. It's very difficult to give him back his respect or whatever it is that you took from him. Thus said Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, it's for that reason that Gadol Einas Dvarim Ma'inas Mamayin. The Marsha says regarding what Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason or the makar that Einas Dvarim is Gadol Einas Mamayin is Shezen Nema B'Vireis Melikecho. Says the Marsha that he believes that this is related to a Gemara Masechtes Bavakama Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, a well-known Gemara, a Gemara that we talked a lot about when we learned Masechtes Bavakama. We know the halacha is that if somebody steals, he's a gazlan. He has to return the gzeilah. If somebody is a ganav, in addition to returning the keren that you stole, you have to add kefil. Says the Gemara, why was the Torah more machmer to the ganav? He has to pay kefil, and in some instances, even dalad vehe, more than the gazlin. Rabbi Yechon and Zaki told us, Talmidim, zeh hishva kfoid eved l'kfoid koinoi. Vizeh loy hishva kfoid eved l'kfoid koinoi. The gazlin lumped HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with everybody else in the same bucket. As opposed to the ganav, he actually showed more chashivos to the hamoinan than he did to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason is because a gazlan is somebody that's vayigzal hachomes miyada mitzri. He goes in broad daylight and he steals. So that person is not concerned about what Hashem is thinking. He's also not concerned about what people are thinking. He's just not interested. He doesn't care. He knows what he wants and he's going to get it no matter what it takes. The ganav is someone that steals cunningly. He steals when nobody's looking, meaning he's afraid of people noticing. He's afraid of the authorities. He's afraid of Kvoy Devet. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's not afraid of. When a person shows that he's afraid of the Evet, but he's not afraid of Hashem, that's something that's more chamor. As Yechem and Zaki concluded, Kaviyachal asa ayin shol mata kilu inay roya, va'ozen shol mata kilu inay shemas. And it's for that reason that the ganav has to pay kefil, whereas the gazan does not have to pay kefil. Says the Marsha, you have the same exact nekuda when it comes to Einas Mamayin. The person doesn't care. He doesn't care about Hashem. He's going to overcharge. He also doesn't care that people may find out that he overcharged, and as a result, he's going to look bad in the eyes of people. It's not something that he's very concerned with. As opposed to Oinaz Dvarim, that's an Aveira where people don't really know, because how does a person know what he's thinking? The Gemara had said earlier on the Omid, it's a Dovra Amas of a Leif. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu really knows what the person is thinking. Meaning, he's sensitive maybe to Oinaz Mamon because he doesn't want to look bad in the eyes of people. He just doesn't care what Hashem is thinking. He's like the Ganev, who's Kaviyachal, Osa Ayan Shomata, Kilo Ine Rav, Oizen Shomata, Kilo Ine Shemas, and it's for that reason his Oinish is more Chomer, just like the Ganev's Oinish is more Chomer. We learned Bava Kama, we spoke out some nice tidbits regarding this idea. Just to go through it very quickly. Number one, the Ben Yoyada says it's for that reason that in the Aseres Adibris it says Vaisignoiv, and it doesn't say Vaisigzoil. It's because Ganev is more Chomer than Gzela. And that's why in the Aseres Adibris we mentioned it is Sig. We spoke out some raid at the time that the leisignav that's mentioned in Aseres Hadibros doesn't mean gnevas mamon. It's talking about kidnapping. And in fact, there's a discussion in the poskim whether somebody who kidnaps gizela, not gneva, is he going to be chayiv misa, or maybe he in fact won't be chayiv misa. Another interesting thing that we spoke about, and this was Shabbos Nachamu when we spoke it out, and that's the haftorah of Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoimer, Lekechem, Dabro, Alev, Yerushalayim, Vekiru, Eilel, Ki molet tzva, Ki nirtza, Avoyne, Ki lokcha meyad, Hashem, Ki flyin, Bechol, Tat, So the Navi says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Nachamu, Nachamu. A double washing. Why? Ki lokcha miyad Hashem, kiflayim b'chol chat Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael were punished. Kefel, kiflayim b'chol chat Yisrael. And that's why the Navi says, Nachamu, Nachamu, a lashon of kefel. Rashi says that, how do you understand it? Why would Hashem punish Kefal? Hashem always punishes Mida Kenegan Mida. So Rashi says, Ulefi Pshuta Yitochin Lefarish, Ki Lokcha Puronios Kiflai. How does that make sense? Says Rashi, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Dezayin, pasuk Yotches, Veshilamti Rishoyno Mishnei Avoyne V'chatosam. That sometimes Hashem pays kefil. But the question is why? Why would this be the instance where Hashem would have paid kefil? So we suggested that it's maybe based on a pasuk in Yirmiyah, a pasuk that the Gemara Darshan in the Masechtas Tainus Daf Hei Amud Aleph, describing the state of the union at the time of the Churban. Kishtayim Rois Osa Ami. They went away from me, Hashem says. I'm a makar ma'im chayim. They gave up Hashem for boiros boiros nishbarim. And the Gemara says that it's achas, it's one avera, shehishtayim. Because there's two sides to the coin. One side of the coin is they gave up Hashem, the makar ma'im chayim. The other side of the coin is, who did they give him up for? Lachzos lehem boiros, boiros nishbarim. And I was thinking that it could be, this is Mamash Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh's idea in Masechtas Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Testament Beis. They were concerned about the boiros, boiros nishavim. They're worried about what people are going to be thinking. But they're not worried about Hashem. They're not worried about the makar ma'im chayim. That's the achas shehishtayim, and it's for that they got kefil. Just like the ganev who pays kefil. When he gives up, he's ozvu makar ma'im chayim lachsav lehem boiros boiros nishbam. So the tashlumei kefil that Klal Yisrael had to pay at the time of the Churban could be is meshach shaychi to the kefil that every ganav has to pay. Why kefil? It's one aveira, but it's achash yishkula kishtayim, like the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Hei Amud Aleph. What's the shtayim? Oisi ozvu makar ma'im chayim lachsav lehem boiros boiros nishbam asher lo yachilu amayim. But either way, that's the marsha's bir niflo in this Gemara right here, where the Gemara says that the reason Oinaz Mamon is not as chomer as Oinaz Dvarim, the Oimik HaDvarim is that when a person shows that he's just not thinking, a gate on a cheshbon, that's one thing. But when you start making cheshbonis, you make a calculation, you put together a spreadsheet, and Hashem is just not anything that you factor into consideration, that's more chomer, that's something that's manifest by Oinaz Dvarim, it's not something that's manifest by Oinaz Mamon. So we're talking about Oinaz Dvarim. So from there we segue into someone that embarrasses somebody else by rabbin. It's as if he killed him. So Rav Nachum Yitzchak told this Tana, I think you're saying very good. The Chazinale, because if you ever look at a person when he gets embarrassed, the Azul Sumka, his red color goes away, and he starts turning white, as if something is happening to his dam, to his blood. Thus, it's somewhat similar to Shvichas Dam. Amalei Abayi Rav Dimi, b'marava, b'may zehiri. In Eretz Yisrael, what are people very careful in? Amalei Zehiri, he told them, b'achveri api. They're very careful not to embarrass people, not to turn people's faces white. Everyone's going to go to Gehenna, except for three people. So the Gemara says, whoa. I call Sol Kedaitach, I thought everyone would go to Olam Haba. No, Eleim, just the opposite. Call Hayardim L'Gehenna Oilim. Anyone that goes to Gehenna eventually will be oil. He's not going to be there forever. Yud Beis Chodesh. Chutz Mishloisha. Sheyardim Ein Oilim. The exception of three Averis, that if a person commits those Averis, he goes to Gehenna Ein Oilim. Elohein Haba Alishas Ish. Somebody that calls his friend by a derogatory name, an embarrassing nickname. Isn't that the same as Malbin Pnechaver Berabim? So the Gemara says there's a nuance. Afagaf the Dosh Bebishmeh. Now this halach is true that even if people have been calling him this name for a very long time, and it's to the point where he's not even embarrassed by it anymore. But Rashi says, Zela Hachlima Mischavin, to the extent that this person has a mind to embarrass him, so really it's related somewhat to Mal Bnei Chaver Berab. Omer Rabbi Barbach Chanam Rabbi Yechim, Noich Leilod Mishti Yovi Al Sofik Eishas Ish. You want to know how chamor it is not to embarrass somebody? It's better that a person be Ba Al Sofik Eishas Ish, rather than embarrass somebody publicly. So if a person has a choice to be ba al safik eshes ish or to embarrass somebody, embarrassing somebody is actually more chamer. How do you know that? What's in the pasuk that says David HaMelech said this in Tehillim Perek Lamed Hey, uvitzali somchu v'nesafu nesvu olai nechem v'lo yodati koru v'lo yodamu. This is what David HaMelech was saying. It is clear to you, you know, if people would rip up my body right now, I wouldn't even have blood to pour onto the ground because of all the bushes and cherpes that I've had to live through. I'll tell you how bad it is. When we're sitting and learning in yeshiva, and we're learning sugis chamurois, negam v'aholis, and I saw Ben Yoyada adds to that. Who learns negam v'aholis? The lamdim. So I'm sitting with the most chosh of the lamdim, and we're sitting and learning the deepest of deep sugis. Oimrim li, they'll interrupt the program and say, David, habal eshesish, misase b'ma. Tell me, if somebody's baal eshesish, what misa does he get? It's all to get me. Obviously, this is related to the story of David Batsheva. We'll see in a moment. And I tell them back, you should know, I'll give you the answer. However, but somebody that's, so from David HaMelech you see that it's better for a person to be boss. What's the context over here? And why were the Talmidei Chachamim chepping David HaMelech for being boss? Obviously, this is related to the story of David Batsheva. The story is that Batsheva's husband, Uriah Hachiti, had been at war, and if you read the Psukim, Pshutei Shel Mikra, they're very hard to read without learning the Torah Shel Ba'al Peh, but the Pashup Shan and Psukim seem to suggest that David HaMelech saw Batsheva, and he asked to arrange a meeting, and ultimately, Vayishka Vima, she became pregnant, and David HaMelech was concerned because Batsheva's husband, Uriah Hachiti, was out fighting a war, so people were going to start investigating if Batsheva's husband wasn't around, how did she become pregnant? And he was worried that ultimately it would lead back to him. So David tells Yoav ben Tzeruya, his chief of staff, I want you to call Uriah Hachiti, tell him to come back. He has to be here. Uriah Hachiti comes back begrudgingly. David HaMelech says, I want you to stay here for a period of time. I don't want you to be fighting a war anymore. Uriah was a fighter. He was old school. He said, absolutely not. He said, my people are fighting a war. The Oren is out at war and I'm going to be here. And he left back to the battleground. David HaMelech told Yoav to make sure that Uriah Hachiti is at the front of the war so that ultimately he would be killed. Uriah was killed. David, of course, marries Batsheva, and the rest is history. Pashup Shat, when you read the Psukim, it sounds like David HaMelech was nichshol in two Averis Chamurois, Giluy Arayos, because he was Baal Eish Asish. Batsheva at the time was married. And Shvichas Dabin. He caused Uriachiti ultimately to die, which almost seems like was a cover-up for the Maisa of Batsheva. And in fact, the Pasuk says that Hashem sends Nasan Anovi to give Teichacha to David HaMelech, and he gives him very, very Sharfa Teichacha, stating that the Gemara says in Masech Teshavis, Daf Nun Vama Meralf, Amar Rab Shmur Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yoinason, Kala Oymer David, Chata Eni Elatoya. If somebody walks away from this Parsha, thinking that David HaMelech did these averis that the Pasuk would seem to suggest he did, he's making a mistake. Shenemi, now I know that, because it says, Vayi David l'chol drach of maskil, v'ashem imoy, efshu chet bol yod v'shchina imoy, the Shechina was always with David HaMelech. And if the Shechina was always with David HaMelech, it's not possible that he would have done these averis. Ela ma'ani mekayim, how do you understand the whole Parsha? And he goes through Pasuk by Pasuk, explaining the Parsha in light of this idea that kol ha'omer David chata eni elotoya. But the two highlights of this Gemara is that the reason David wasn't a chayte when he was with Batsheva is because the Gemara says the kol ha'yotzei l'melchemes beis David get Christos kaisa b'yadei, that before a person would go out to fight a war, he would give his wife a get. Rashi says it was a get ala tanai, but the point is he would give her a get, because what happens if we haven't heard from this man in a very long time? We don't want it to be an aguna. Or what happens if we find out he died but they didn't have children and there was a brother? She shouldn't have to follow Yibam. So to prevent certain ishus shailas, he would give a get. As it relates to how David HaMelech was allowed to send Uriachiti to the front lines, which ultimately caused them to die, it's because Uriachiti says the Gemara was a Mayib Malchus. David said, I want you to stay. And even if he didn't agree, even if he was very idealistic, he wanted a fight. Oh, but the Melech said, you have to stay. And as a result, he was a Mayib Malchus. He was Chai Misa. But the bottom line is, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that David HaMelech never did the Aveiru with Batsheva. Why not? Because Uriah had written a get. David, get Frank Tosfos Akasha, and Tosfos asks the Kasha in Shabbos Nun Vav Aleph on Akamor, and right here above Mitzvah and Daf Nun Tesam Aleph. So what was the Noyach Loy LaAdam Shiyave Al Sofakeishes Ish? What's the Sofakeishes Ish over here? There really was no Sofakeishes Ish. He had given her get Mamonavshach. If it was a Sofakeishes Ish, then he did do an Avera. The Gemara says, David Chata in meaning he didn't do an Avera. So you have to work with the Tanai a little bit. Rabbeinu Tam is not happy with that. That's this Tosfos over here with the Tanai, some of the Lamdas. But the bottom line is, Rabbeinu Tam says, you have to say that it's true, David get but they used to give a Betzina. They would give it very quietly. And being that they gave it quietly, not everybody knew about it. And therefore, Klape, the Velt, it seemed like there may be an HSS issue. Did he give a get? Did he not give a get? Klape Shmaya Galya, there was no get. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Nun Vama Aleph. As it relates, however, to what people thought that maybe there wasn't a get, because how would they know it was given Betzina? And the truth is, could you give a get Betzina? So that's the truth in the Reit Behuda. We spoke about this in the Masechtas Gittin. It could be Mesiris. A get has to be done in front of a Bezdin. But the bottom line is, this is some nice Reit. I'll just tell you one interesting Gvura Sari in Masechtas Yuma on this topic, on Daf Chavez Amid Beis. The Gemara over there, another classic Gemara. So today's Daf is full with classic Gemaras. But the Gemara over there says, Amar Rav Huna, Kamalei Choli, V'lei Margish Gavar Demar Yisaya. A person doesn't realize how much Siyata Deshmaya he sometimes has. That a person could go through life and really, based on things that he did, decisions that he made, he would deserve to be punished in a certain way. But it's pure Siyata Deshmaya, Hashem is helping him. And said Rav Huna, a perfect example, you have to look no further than David HaMelech and Shaul HaMelech. Shaul ba'achas v'alzeh. Shaul did one aver and he lost his malucha. David b'shtayim, David did two averes, v'lo yosolai. And he didn't lose his malucha. Shaul ba'achas ma'hi, the Gemara says what? Shaul's aver was. David's two averes, what were those? The Uriah? What we need for this Gemara is that he didn't mention Batsheva. Freak the Gemara Vikonami, the Maisa de Batsheva. Why didn't he mention as one of two Averis Maisa de Batsheva? So the Gemara says, because David was really punished for the Maisa Batsheva. I mean, the point Rav Huna was trying to make was that David did two Averis, he didn't get punished for it. Batsheva he got punished for. But the other two Averis, he didn't get punished for. Freak the Gvura Sari, how do you understand this Gemara in light of the Gemara we just learned? Shabbos Nuvava Manav Koloim Medavat Chata Ein Elatoya. First of all, he mentioned as one of the two Averis Uriah Hachiti. And number two, Vaikonami Maisa de Batsheva. Maisa Batsheva wasn't a real Avera. It's the Shagasari's Kasha. And the Shagasari has two Mahalchim had to learn the Gemara. His second Mahalch, he says, could be Rav Huna argues. It could be Rav Huna was of the opinion that maybe there was no get Krisos. Ayin Sham seems at first glance to be a very big Kiddush, but doesn't answer Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha, because our Gemara is like a middle ground. You have Shabbos Lun Vav Amin Aleph, which says, Koloim Adavat Chati Ein Elotaya. It was a real get. You have Yom Chav Beis Amin Beis, the Shagas Aryas Dik, that suggests that maybe there was a real Aveira over here. Here you have a Gemara where the Gemara calls it a suffocation Ish. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha. That's the first Tosfos over here in the Yomud, Daf Nun Tes Amin Aleph. But what we want really is not the mice of David and Batsheva and Uriah. What we want is this one point, that David HaMelech told these people that were being malbin panov, that maybe there's a shail of Eishes Ish over here. Noniach. But at the end of the day, Abba, Eishes Ish, Misase Bechenek, V'yesh Lecheilek Le'olam Abba. HaMalbin Pnei Chaver Berabim is Ein Lecheilek Le'olam Abba. Amar Mar Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav. Va'amri Lo Amar Rav Chano Bar Bizna Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. Va'amri Lo Amar Rav Yoichin Amar Yishum Rav Shimon Be'echais. It's not clear who said this, but it's a well-known Maimer Chazal. Noyach Lo Yilo Adam She'yap Alatz Me'letech Kivshon Eish. It's better for a person to commit suicide, to be ma'abed atzmi ladas, to jump into a kivshan o'esh, v'al pnei chaver b'rabin, not to embarrass your friend, minolan. How do we know that? Mitomer, we know that from Tamar, who was willing to die because she was chashud of having done a bias iser, whereas she could have easily told the world that the boil was Yehuda, who was the person that was prosecuting her. She didn't do it. And vice tois, that noyach loy la'odam she'yap al'atzmoy l'toich kivshon ha'esh va'al yalbin p'nei chaveri b'rabin. So it's kedai to just pause for one moment. You do a toisvah's kasha, m'sech t'soita, daf yurom ed'beis. But toisvah says, am I supposed to take this gemara seriously? And if somebody puts a gun to your head, says, I give you two choices. Either you can embarrass your friend. If you choose not to, I'm going to kill you. So it's better to die, meaning it's Yeharigu v'ayavar. We all know this Gimel Averis that a Yeharigu v'ayavar. Avoy Dezara, Gili Arayas, Shvichas Domen. L'chura, there's a fourth Gemara. It's a Gemara. Noyach loy lo'odam, she'yap al'atzmoy, l'kiv shonayesh, v'ayavar v'nechaveir barab. So Tosfos says, it's true. So you want to know why we always know Gimel Averis Chamuris? That Braisa that discusses Gimel Averis Chamuris is discussing three things that have something in common. They're all Isurim that are mefurish in the Torah. Avodah Zarah is mentioned many times in the Torah, so is Gilui Arayis, and so is Shvichas Damim. Malbim Pnei Chaver B'Rabim is not mentioned anywhere mefurish in the Torah. Being that it's not mentioned mefurish in the Torah, it's for that reason it's not included in that price. But you want to know the halach, if you go to a Rav, the Rav would say, absolutely, it's Yoharig Val Yavar. And Rabbeinu Yonah says the same thing in Shari Tshuva, and Rabbeinu Yonah says it based really on the Gemara we learned in the beginning of the Sugya. Kol Malbim Pnei Chaver B'Rabim Kilu Shoyfich Damim. He says it's Avach Ritzicha, it's Avach Shvichas Damim. That's why it wasn't mentioned in the Braisa, because the Braisa mentioned Shvichas Damim. So if it mentioned Shvichas Damim, this is Avak Shvichas Damim. That's why it doesn't have to be included. But the bottom line is, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yonah, Gedolei HaRishonim say that it's a real halacha. Noyach Leila Adam, a person's obligated to jump into a Kivshan HaEsh, Val Yabam Pnei Chaver B'Rabim. But it's Yudua that the Me'iri argues. And the Me'iri says that the Lashon HaGemara is not mashma like Tosfos. The Lashon HaGemara is Noyach Loi. It's preferable. As if it's okay to do. And says the Me'iri, all the Amayram were saying was that whereas ordinarily a person's not allowed to give up his life to do an Avera, because it says, it's only the Gimel Averas Chamuris where you're allowed to, and not only are you allowed to, you have to. This is a middle ground. You're not mechuyif to. It's not Gimel Averis Chamuris. It's not Yehare. That's not the halacha uval yavar, and that's why it's not mentioned in the Braisa. But at the same time, the halacha of the chaybehem doesn't apply either. It's neyachloy. It's a softer lashon. It's more subtle. It's not Yehare uval yavar. It's not yavar uval Yehare. It's neyachloy. If you want to, you can. You're not a ma'abed atzmi ladas, but then again, you're also not obligated to. So that it's going to be different according to the Me'iri than the Gimel Averis Chamuris. Otherwise, we have a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos and Rabbeinu both say it's a regular Yoharig Vayavar. The Me'iri would seem to suggest that it's not a regular Yoharig Vayavar. So just on this machlokes rishonim, three ha'aras. The first is really Chumash Torah, and that is in Parshas Vayigash, when Yosef finally is ready to reveal himself to his brothers. So the pasuk says, it's Perik Mem Hey Pasuk Aleph. The Yochel Yosef Lesapik. He just couldn't control himself anymore. L'chol Hanitzavim Aleph. Vayikra, and he called out. Hoitziu Kol Ishmei Aloi. Everybody in the room, get out. V'lo Yomad Ish Itay Bezvadi Yosef Alochet. And he was sitting privately together with his brothers when he revealed himself. Says Rashi, what does it mean? V'lo Yochel Yosef Lesapik. V'lo Yochel Lizboil. He couldn't be soivel. Shiu mitzriyim nitzavim olav v'shoimim, and they should hear she'ochav mizbaishim bihivadu lehem. He knew that when he breaks the news to his brothers, it was going to be a very poignant moment. They weren't going to take this very well. At the very least, they were going to be very embarrassed. And Yosef didn't want to be Malbne Chaver Barav. So he told everybody to leave to prevent the Alponas Ponim. The Makar to this Rashi, the way he teaches the Pasuk, is a Medrash Tanchuma, right in Parshas Vayigash. If you look in the Medrash Tanchuma builds up the drama. He talks about how Vayigash Elof Yehuda, right in the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, Yehuda comes and he starts talking tough. And he starts saying in detail how the brothers were planning on destroying Mitzrayim. And it was not such a poshita moment for Yosef. But Yosef was sitting there with his henchmen and he was protected. They were protecting him. But Yosef sending out his brothers, he was putting sending out his people, he was putting his life at great risk. They were in the middle of a very, very heated conversation. Says the Medrash, Af al pi kein, Yosef was willing to risk his life not to embarrass his brothers. And at first glance, the tzushtel to that is our Gemara. Yosef kept kol haterukula. He wouldn't embarrass his brothers. And if noyach loy la'adam, it makes a lot of sense why he did what he did. Very nice, easy, neat tzushtel. Parshas Vayigash, it's a Rashi, it's a Medrash Tanchuma Bar Chava to the Gemara that we're learning right here in Perek Hazov, Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph. But I think there's a subtle diak over here that's mashma like the Meiri and not like Tosfos. Because Rashi's lashon is Lehayachal Lizba. He couldn't control himself. It sounds almost like if Yosef was a little stronger and he could have handled it, then maybe he wouldn't have sent his people out. You know why he sent them out? Because it was just too difficult. This is not a matter of I could control it, I can't control it. This is a matter of halacha. If the halacha is that a person is obligated to give up his life, then what's the why are we asking Yosef what his feelings are? Why are we asking, are you strong enough? Are you going to be able to stand strong during this very difficult moment? Or will you not be able to? Yosef said, no, I can't. Okay, let's send them out. It's mashma like the Meiri. That really he wasn't mechuyev to. It's just noyach loy. And it could be Yosef was not prepared to give up his life. But no, lehayayachal Yisbael. He made a personal cheshbon, but at the end of the day, if it's a halacha of yeharig of al yavah, that we tell Rabbeinu Yehuda learned, I don't know if we would have asked Yosef's opinion. I don't think it would have mattered whether Yosef is yachal lizbal or he's not yachal lizbal, because at the end of the day, what you're dealing with over here is a regular halacha of yeharig of al yavah. Just one final aura, skip the second aura, just jump to the third aura, and that is that it's Yadua, Reb Shlomo Kluger, in the beginning of Evan Ezer. This is a good maramaka. Reb Shlomo Kluger, in the beginning of Evan Ezer, right in the beginning, Simon Aleph, he discusses if somebody was Megadol Yosem V'Yosema B'Toich Beisai. Where the Gemara says, it's Ki'ilu Yaldai. Is it literally Ki'ilu Yaldai? Meaning, is he Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu? Or is he not Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu? So every year, first Mitzvah in the Torah, Puruvu, Milu Asaretz. So what if he does something that Chazal said, Ki'ilu Yaldai? Is he Mekayim Puruvu or not? So he says that it's really totally in a machloik is Drisha and Taz in Yerudera Simen Reish Mem Beis. That every time you find in the Gemara, that it says that if you do this, it's ki'ilu, you did that. How literal are we supposed to take it? Is it really ki'ilu? Or it's a memra, but it's not really ki'ilu. He says, if ki'ilu always means ki'ilu, okay, maybe you're a Mekayim Peruvu, you don't have to have children. You're a Mekayim the Mitzvah. If ki'ilu is not literal, then not. So I think this Gemara, as many, many Gemaras in Shas, would be a tzushtal to that. Again, so this is something that would be nogeya many different halachas, but this certainly here too, where you have a classic of it's ki'ilu, you killed him. So the question is, how far are you supposed to take this ki'ilu? So the Gemara Vayit Omrav, Chinen Abreid Ravidi. Might accept what's pshat in the pasuk that says, V'loisoinu ishas amisoi. So V'loisoinu ishas amisoi is the second time the Torah mentions the Isser Oino and Parshas Bahar, which we said is referring to Oino as Devarim. And the Torah says clearly, who should you not be ma'ana? Amisoi. By Oino's moment, it says, Atoinu ishas achiv, your brother. Over here it says V'leisoinu ish es amisoi, and we learn from there am she'itcha betoyru uve mitzvahs alteneu. Amisoi is talking specifically to someone that is with you. He's with you betoyru, he's with you b'mitzvahs, meaning he's a man of a certain spiritual stature. But to the extent that he's not, there would be no isra inos dvarim. We're going to save this for tomorrow, but just the preview is the Ramah in Siman Reish Chav Ches of Katan Aleph says a very big chiddush. He says that the Israel knows only for a Yorei Shemayim. I know it's Dvarim, not I know it's Mamun. The Israel knows Dvarim is only for someone that's a Yorei Shemayim, and it's naturally based on this Gemara. A person should be extra careful when it comes to Inos Ishtoy, being that she cries a lot. So it's easier to be Mitzai. Her women become Bitzar more quickly than men do, and therefore you have to be more careful. Amar Rabbalos, miyom shenecher beis hamikdash nino lu shari tefila. From the time the beis hamikdash was destroyed, the shari tefila are shut. Shenemer gam ki ezak v'ashaveya sosam tefilasi. That sometimes a person's tefila doesn't get answered because there are sha'arim in Shamayim, and those sha'arim are locked. V'afal pisha shari tefila ninalu. However, he continued, said Rabbi Lazar, that even though the shari tefila were ninal, shari d'mois le ninalu, the shari with the d'mois go were not locked. Shenema shima tefilasi Hashem, v'shavasi hazina el d'mosi al techerash. That there's something unique about a tefila that has d'mois, because whereas the shari tefila are ninalu, the shari d'mois le ninalu. I think the pashup shot is, because when a person davens b'kavana, obviously that tefillah is very potent. It's a gemara in Tainis Tav Chesav and Aleph. There's many gemaras that talk about that. The biggest raya that a person really has kavana is when he cries, because it's very hard to fake tears. So to the extent that this demois, that's a simen, that it's dvarim hayotzim alev, and dvarim hayotzim alev have a special koich. V'amarav, kalohelich batzas ishtoi, anybody that follows his wife's advice, noifel begehenim. So we mentioned that it's very, the person has to be careful with how he treats his wife, stating that, kalohelich batzas ishtoi, noifel begehenim shenema rak loy hoya ka achav. Achav followed his wife Yizevel, and the rest is history. Amalei rapapa labaya, v'amri inchi, don't people say, itzach gutza, that if your wife is short, gachim v'tilchesh la, you should bend down and whisper to her and hear what she has to say, meaning you're supposed to follow your wife. So the Gemara says like Kasha. Ha, b'mili d'alma, b'ha, b'mili d'besa. Mili d'besa, like what's for supper, or maybe things involving raising children, yeah, that you should listen to your wife. But mili d'alma, anything outside of the dalet amos of your house, then you shouldn't listen to her. Lishnachrina could be in a ha, b'mili d'shmaya, b'ha, b'mili d'alma. So you should listen to your wife when it comes to mili d'alma. Not only mili debesa, but mili deshmaya that night. Saw a dover nifla in the Ben Yehoyada on this Gemara right now. If your wife is short, you should bend down and listen to her. There's obviously some oimik panimi over here. So he says something unbelievable. He says that we know the Gemara asks the Kasha. It says matza isha matza toiv. But it also says umaitzem mar mi mavas eso isha. So is matza isha matza toiv, or is it umaitzem mar mi mavas eso isha? So he says as follows. He says every woman is supposed to feel like she's half of her husband. Whatever her husband's worth is in terms of a person, she's really worth only half. That's what she should feel. It doesn't say that's the way it is, but that's the way she should conduct herself together with her husband. She should respect him in that sense, that I'm only half of you. And he says the emphasis is it's merumas, because ish is aleph yud shin. Isha is aleph shin he. They both have the aleph shin. The man has the yud, the woman has the he. Yud is 10, he is 5, and that's this remez that a woman is supposed to feel that she's really only half of her husband. Problem is, there are women that feel that they're ha'isha. They're the woman. When they feel that they're ha'isha, they're adding a hey. So now it's hey and hey. 5 and 5 is 10. Meaning they feel like they're equitable to their husbands. Zokta ben yoyada, that's the teretz. Matzo isha. If she's isha on the hey, she's 5 to your ish yod. Matzo taiv. But if you marry that woman, that's umaytza marmi mavis as ha'isha. She has the other hey. Meaning she feels like she's equal to her husband. That's marmi mavis. So he says, Gevaldik. The Mishnah says in Ovis, al tar besicha im ha'isha. Ha'isha? It shouldn't say al tar besicha misha. So he says, if your wife feels like she's equal to you, she's ha'isha, be'ishta yamru. Al tar besicha misha. You shouldn't listen to her. You know what you should listen to? That's Agamar right now. If your wife is short, what does it mean she's short? She feels somewhat nichnat to you. She's only half of you. Gochin v'lochish. Then you should, listen, we give Shalom Bayis classes also. On yeah, listen, that's why we try not to learn too late in the day on a regular day. Amir Avchiz, the Kola Sha'arim Ninalo, all the Sha'arim are Fashlosen, Chutz Mishari Enoch, except for the Shari Enoch. And Emar, Hine Hashem Nitzav Al Chaymas Anoch, Uviyodoy anoch, choymas anoch, on the wall of the people that are guilty of oina, anoch miloshen oina, uviyodoy anoch, he's holding an anoch, the art scroll says, is a plumb line. In this context, it's a very dangerous weapon, and the point is, Hashem is waiting to punish the people that are nichshal in oino. Amar Rabbi Lazar, hakol nifrei b'dei shliach. Any aver that a person does, Hashem will sometimes punish them al yidei shliach. Chutz mei oino. Shenemar uviyodoy anach. Hashem himself is holding the anach. Amar Rabbi Lazar, gimelein apar gnidol b'fneim. There are three people that if they call out to Hashem, Hashem is always noticing what they're doing. Oino, v'gezel v'avidazor. Oino, d'chsev v'yodei anach. Gezel, d'chsev chomas v'shoyd yishma bo al ponai tomer. Hashem always notices. Avidazor, d'chsev ha'oma machis emoisi al ponai tomer. Omer Rav Yehuda, lo'ilom ye'odem azor b'tfuah b'tech besa. A person should always be careful that he should have tfuah in his house. She'im eriva metzuya b'tech besa shalodem el aliske tfuah. Because the primary reason that there's fighting in a house between husband and wife is related to tfuah. It's related to parnosa. Shenema asam gevulech shalom chelav chitim yasbiech. That if chelav chitim yasbiech, then it's asam gevulech shalom. Amar Rav Papa, hayru tam inchi kimishalim sa'ari mikad. This is what people mean when they say that when the kad, the barrel, empties out from its barley, nokish fasi tigra bebesa. It means that a fight is about to break out. Amar Rav Chinah bar Papa, leilu miyadim zor b'tfuah b'tech besa. A person should always be careful to have tfuah in his house. Shenik yisol dalim elo liski tfuah. Because we find that the yidin are called dalim when they don't have tfuah. Shenema v'hoye im zera yisrael. V'ksiv ha'yachna aleim etz psukim in parasha shoiftim. The yidin had no tfuah. And what does it say afterwards? V'ksiv ha'yidal yisrael ma'oid nipnei midyan. Amar Rav Chelbe, leilu miyadim zor b'tfuah b'tech besa. A person should always be very careful to be mechabed his wife. She'ein bracha metzui. A person has brach in his house because of his wife. Shenema ulavram heitiv bavura. Pashup shat, the pasuk is talking about Paroi. Paroi, after the story in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, gave Avram matanos. He gave him a lot of things. He did it because not of him, but rather ishtoi. But we darshin that every time a person has brach in his house is because of his wife. Thus, he should be mechaber. I know the amalu ravad bnei mechuzah. That's what Rav meant when he told the bnei mechuzah. Oy kirul in nashaychu. Make sure to be mechabed your wives, because if you be mechabed your wives, you'll be zoicha tashiris. We've spoken this out many times, that I always thought that maybe this is why Rava himself and my cotton chavchesam adal of daven to be a gvir. The Gemara says, Rava said he used to daven every day for three things. He wanted to be a gvir like Rav Chisda, he wanted to be a chacham like Rav Huna, and he wanted to be an onav like Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. So we understand why he wanted to be a chacham, we understand why he wanted to be like Rabbi Rav Huna. Now, I think we also understand why he wanted to be a gvir, but remember, we're talking about Rava, so why did Rava want to be an usher? This teichacha he used to give the bnei mechuzah. Make sure you mechabed your wives, because then you'll be an usher. If Rava wasn't an usher, then a man of shach. Either he's not being mechabed his wives, or he's being mechabed his wife. It's just not true. Either way, a little bit derech drush. Tanan hasa. This next gemara, daf nun tes amid beis, is one of the most famous, most classic stories in the entire Talmud Bavli. It starts off on a very technical note. There's a Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim, Perek Hei. The Mishnah over there is discussing someone that's preparing a Tana, and he prepared the pieces that he was going to use to create the Tana. He even put sand between these pieces. The only thing is, he didn't put it in the oven, however exactly they used to make it. He didn't harden it yet, so it's not a finished product. It's not a tanner. And the shaila was, is it considered a tanner le'inyun tumah v'tayra or not? Rabbi Eliezer says that being that you didn't make it yet, even though it's prepared, it's not a keli. And if it's not a keli, it's not mekabel tumah. Because cheres, that's not a kli cheres, is not mekabel tumah. The chachamim say that being that it's ready to be used as a tanner, we look at it, yes, as a keli, and as a result, it's going to be metan. Says the Gemara, v'zehu tanu shalachnoi. This was the backdrop of what's known as the tanu shalachnoi. My achnoi, what does this tanur have to do with an achnoi? Amar Rav Yehuda mashmul she'kifu dvarim ka'achno. An achno, achnoi, is a snake. And a snake will sometimes, Rashi says, create a little circle, or put its tail in its mouth, creating a situation where anything that's inside, you have a very hard time taking out, and you're not going to be able to go in there in between the tanner. And the ensuing drama that came from this machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, was similar to that achnoi. And the reason is, because this machlokes, as we'll see in a moment, created a tremendous tumult, and ultimately the Chachamim overbeard Rabbi Eliezer with rayas, and they circled him with these rayas, just like this. Achna, says the Gemara Tana. What's the story? So again, Rabbi Eliezer held that this Tana is Tahar. The Chachamim held Tami. It seems like a very innocent, a very edel machlechis. But says the Gemara, that Rabbi Eliezer came with many, many rayas to prove that he was right, that this Tana is really Tahar. It's not treated as a klicheres. For like people who hate men, so he said as follows, if the halacha is like me, if I'm right, let this boxer tree, this carob tree, let it prove that I'm right. This unbelievable miracle took place. The chruv was nekem mim koimoy. Meyam flew 100. They said, but the chruv is the raya that you're right. Let the amasamayim, the canal of water, let it prove that I'm. It started moving in the wrong direction. They told him, amasamayim is also not a bar hochi, a medubber, when we're discussing a sugya mesachtes kelim. Says the Gemara, hitu koisle beis medrash lipo. The koisle beis medrash started to fall. Garben Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was there. He yelled. He said, "In Talmid Chachamim Menatzchin says Zeb Alocha Atematib. What do you have to do with this machloikis? Leinaflu, and the wall stopped falling. Mipnei Kfoydesh Rabbi Yeshua. But Veleizakfu, it also didn't stand itself back erect. Mipnei Kfoydesh Rabbi Eliezer. Vaadayim Matim Vaoymin. Ravina Rav Ashi, who wrote the Talmud Bavli, said, right now you can go see that base medrash. Chazav Amalami told him, Alocha Kamoisi Mireshamayim Yechichu. Maybe in Shemayim, that will be good proof that I'm right. Says the Gemara, Yotzes Abasko V'Omra, Malach HaMitzah Rebbe Eliezer, Shalocha K'moisei B'kol Mokon. The Loch is always like Rebbe Eliezer, not just over here. Omra Rebbe Shua, Ragam Shua, B'Gadaf, and he said, Loi B'Shemayim, Teruz Loi B'Shemayim. The Cheruv is not a Raya, the Masamayim is not a Raya, Koisli Beis Medrash is not a Raya, and even the Basko is not a Raya, because we have a Mesoira, Loi B'Shemayim, he. Torah is paskin on this world. My boy Bashamayim, Om Rab Yermia, Shekvar Nitna Torah Mehar Sinai, Ve'in on a Mashkicha Babaskol, Shekvar Gosavta Bahar Sinai, B'Torah, wrote in the Torah, Achir Rabban Lahatois, that we down on this world, we get to determine what the Halach is, not in Shamayim. Says the Gemara, Ashkechir, Rab Nosan Eliyo, Nosan Med Eliyo, Omalei told him, my Ovikut Shabricha Bahishaita, what's he doing now? Omalei Kochayach. He was just laughing. The Omar, and he say, Nitzchuni Bonai, Nitzchuni Bonai. That even though I held that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, but Nitzchunu Bonai, that I was wrong. Omar, they said, Oitzayoyim, have you called Tyrus Shati Rabbi Eliezer? All the Tyrus that Rabbi Eliezer was Matar, halacha lemaisa, based on his psak, that this Tanur Shalachnoi was really Tahar, now that they were able to prove that he was wrong, that the halacha really is that Tomei, they brought all this Tahirus, the sor from the Esh, they burnt it, the Nimnu Olav, Ubarchu, and they put Rabbi Eliezer in Cherem. And Pashup Shach, the reason they put him in the Cherem was because of the way that he fought the Chachamim, and he started performing all these moifsim that they felt was wrong, and it was because of the drama that they felt that they had to put him in Cherem. For Amru, now if Rabbi Eliezer was in Cherem, Rabbi Eliezer had to know he was in Cherem, because a Muchrim has a lot of halachas that he has to abide with. So they said, Mi Eilich V'yodeh, who's going to go tell Rabbi Eliezer that he's in Cherem? Amru, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Ani Eilich, Algo. Shem Eilich, Adam She'enu Hagen, because I'm afraid that maybe an Adam She'enu Hagen is going to go. The Yodiyu, and it will tell him, V'nimtza Machar V'skol Oilom Kuloi. And if he tells it to Rabbi Eliezer in the wrong way, Rabbi Eliezer will be Betzar, and the Tzar of Rabbi Eliezer will cause such an effect that it could be Machar V'skol Oilom Kuloi. So Rabbi Akiva said, let me go, I'll make sure I do it in an edel way, so hopefully the damage won't be too terrible. Ma Asa Rabbi Akiva, what Rabbi Akiva do? Love Ashchayim, he... He sat 4 hours away from him. He had to, because he was in Cherem. Omalei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer, who by the way was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, said, Akiva, why are you sitting so far from me? Omalei, so he told him, Rebbe, kimidumali shechaverim bedila mimcha, that your chaverim decided that they're going to stay away from you. This was his able way, kimidumali, that he's in Cherem. Says the Gemara, Afu Karabagod, Rabbi Eliezer heard that, he tore his clothing. V'cholat minalav, he took off his shoes. V'nishmav Yoshev Agabi Karki, sat down on the ground. Zogu Einav Demois, and he began to cry. Says the Gemara, you know what happened because of the tsar that was caused to Rabbi Eliezer? Loka oilam shlish b'zeisim, a third of the world zeisim were damaged. V'shlish b'chitim, a third of the world's chitim. V'shlish b'chitim, a third of the world's barley. V'yeshayim, some say, afbasim shibadi isha tafach, that a woman who was taking fresh bread out of the oven, even that somehow spoiled. Tana. Ach gadol hayu ba'isayayim. There was something even greater that happened on that day. Shebichol makam shenasla, end of Rabbi Eliezer Nisan. Everywhere Rabbi Eliezer looked, whatever he looked at was burnt. Says the Gemara, Va'af Rabbi Gimel Ha'ibab Esfina. Rabbi Gimel on that day was on a boat. Amad Olav Nachshol L'Tavai. And a Nachshol, the Nachshol Shayam, wanted to drown Rabbi Gamliel. Amar, he said, Why is this happening to me? It must be because of the tzar that we caused Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Amar Raglav, he got up, and he said, Ribbono shel Olam, Golav Yadul Lefanecha, you know, Shelo Lechvoid Yosisi, Velo Lechvoid Beis Abba Osisi, Elo Lechvoidcha, I did it for your covet, Shelo Yirbu Machlekes BeYisrael. And when he said that, Noch Hayom Mizapo, Ima Shalom, did this with Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar's wife's name was Ima Shalom, Ach said Rabbi Gamliel Havoy, and she was Rabbi Gamliel's sister. Now, who Maisa Fe'elach? Listen to this Gemara. From that story on, Lo Yehava Shofka Leid Rabbi Eliezer LeMeipol Al Apa. You're never going to look at Tachnun the same way. She didn't let her husband Rabbi Eliezer say Tachnun. You know why? Because she knew the power of Tachnun, and she felt that when Rabbi Eliezer says Tachnun, Rachan V'chanun, he's going to think about the tzar that they caused him. He's going to be mispalel to Hashem, and that's going to cause something terrible to happen to her brother, Rabbi Gamliel. So she didn't let her husband, Rabbi Eliezer, say Tachnun. Ahu Yoyim says the Gemara, one day, Reish Yarchahava, it was Rish Chodesh. The Ichlef La, Beimalei L'chaser, it actually wasn't Rish Chodesh. It was the beginning of the month. She thought it was Rish Chodesh. She didn't know it was an Ebbez Yurtzah. She didn't, but she didn't realize that it really wasn't Rish Chodesh. She got mixed up between a Chodesh Mole and a Chodesh Chaser. And what happened was, in her mind, there was no Tachnun that day. By the way, why was Rabbi Eliezer not davening with a minion? Because he was a Cherem, so he's davening in his house, right? I think that's Pashim Shad. So she didn't, she thought there's no Tachnun that day. In the meantime, says the Gemara, she let him do his thing. Ikad Amri, some say, Asa Anya V'Koya Abava, that after Shemayin Esra, when a person says Tachnun, she got distracted, and she, because somebody came, an Oni, Afikta L'Rifta, she went to take care of the Yoni. Bottom line is, she turns around, Ashkachte Danofa Al Ampe. She sees she's in the middle saying, Tachnon, Omrole. She went to Beliezet, Kum, get up, Katlus Lachi, you killed my brother. Says the Gemara, Ada Hochi, as she said that Nafik Shippurim, he based Rabbi Gamliel, the Ramkol came from Rabbi Gamliel's house, the Shochiv, and said that he died. Omallah. So he asked him, no Yodas, how did you know? Said, how did you know? I'm tired of Freud. How did you know that I killed Rabbi Gamliel? Amrale, kach mikublani mibes abiyab, I have a mesorah for my father. Kol ha-sha'orim ninalim chutz mishare yoyna. And he caused you so much tzar, and that's why the events had to play out the way they played out. So just three ha'aris regarding this unbelievable Gemara, and we'll stop with that. The first ha'aris, you have here an incredible story about Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer somehow walks away losing in this story, ends up being in Cherem, and there's so many different Gemaras that talk about Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, but I think in order to appreciate this Gemara, it's kedai to understand a little bit who Rabbi Eliezer really was. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Chamisha Talmidim Hayu Lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Nasi, certainly the Gadol Hadar, had five Talmidim. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Eliezer, one of them was Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Eliezer of our story. And the Gemara says that if you would take Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, and you put him on one side, and all the other Talmidim combined on the other side, he was greater than all the other Talmidim combined. I'll give you an idea of who Rabbi Eliezer was. This Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Chesam and Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer is talking about himself. May Oilam Loi Kodmani Odom Beis HaMedrash. Nobody ever got to Beis HaMedrash before me. V'lo Yoshanti Beis HaMedrash. Loi Shinas Kvav Loi Shinas Are. Now, by the way, you think I got there and I went to sleep? No, I never slept in Beis HaMedrash either. V'lo Yinachti Odom Beis HaMedrash. I was the last one to leave. V'lo Yisachti Sichas Chulin. I never spoke Sichas Chulin. V'lo Yamarti Dovash Loi Shamati B'Pi Rebbe Li Oilam. Additionally, he never went Dalai Namas B'Loi Torah B'Loi Tfilin. A whole list of unbelievable hanhogos that Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol had. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol wasn't stamatana. He was very, very Gadol. Now, you know, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer is all based on Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol's teachings. The Radal wrote a pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, and he wrote several hakdamas to his pirish, small kontrasim to his pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. They're unbelievable. One of them is called Shem HaEchod Eliezer. And he begins as follows. He begins with a well-known psikta. It's also a medrash. Rabbi and Parashas Chukas. B'shosh alam Moshe l'maru. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim to be in the Kabbalah Torah. Shoma kodosh ala kodosh baruch hu. Sha'oisik v'parashas parah adumah. He saw Hashem was learning Torah. And he was learning the parasha parah adumah. V'oimer halacha b'shem oimro. Rabbi Eliezer oimer egla bashnasa uparah bah. He's saying over Torah from Rabbi Eliezer. So Moshe Rabbeinu sees that there's a yid, Rabbi Eliezer, who's going to be born at some future generation. Hashem is saying over Torah from him right now. I want that this Rabbi Eliezer should come from me. So he told him, this is, of course, a Medrash Pliya, because the Shem HaEchad Eliezer that the Torah is referring to is Moshe Rabbeinu's son Eliezer. It's not talking about the Tana Rebbe Eliezer. But the Radal, not discussing that point of the Medrash, says that if you go through the Sechtes Para, and he makes a Cheshbin of the Toiseftes in Para, there are 21 times that Rebbe Eliezer is mentioned, which he says, by the way, is not Mikra, it's the gematria of Ekya, which has a Sheiches to Para Aduma. He says Dvarim Niskovim. But he says Rebbe Eliezer is mentioned way more than any other Tana is mentioned in Masechtas Para. And he says Para Aduma was always the symbol of something that eluded even the wisest of people. Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarti Echkema Vehiru Chaykuk Mimeni. And you know who the Mara, the Shmaitza is when it comes to Masechtas Para? It's Rebbe Eliezer. And that's how he begins his thesis on the greatness of Rebbe Eliezer, with the fact Rebbe Eliezer is featured so prominently and very disproportionately to the other Tanam when it comes to Masechtas Para, and it speaks to the godless and chachma that Rebbe Eliezer had. He continues and he talks about how Rebbe Eliezer is referred to in Shas as Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol, which he says at first glance is Sarach Bir. He says, Bishloima, if there were a few Rebbe Eliezers, so it would make sense why Rebbe Eliezer was known as Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol. But he says any other Rebbe Eliezer in Shas is Rebbe Eliezer ben Benoy Shov Yosei HaGlili, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. There are other Rebbe Eliezers, but they're not, there's only one Stam Rebbe Eliezer. So why was it called Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol? So Pashid, he was very great, but he brings B'Shem, the Vilna Goyen, who brings B'Shem the Mekubalim, that Rebbe Eliezer was a Gilgal of Reuven. He was a Gilgal of Reuven, who was the son of Yaakov, who was also the oldest of the Shvatim, and for that reason that he was called Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol, because he's the Gadol Sheba'achim. He says it's for that reason that you find there's a Chazal that says Rebbe Eliezer once found himself in a situation where he had to overcome a Yetzahara on the Madreg of Yosef HaTzadik. It's an Ovis Rav Nosson. Elvis Rav Nosson says as follows, that as great as what Yosef HaTzadik did, what Rav Tzadik did was even greater. And as great as what Rav Tzadik did, what Rabbi Akiva did was great. And as great as what Rabbi Akiva did, what Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol did was even greater. So he says, what's the pshat? Why was Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol put in an Asayin? And the Ovis Rav Nosson says it was an Asayin that lasted 13 years where he was able to overcome this tremendous Yetzirah that arise. Why did it happen? So he says, it could be, the reason is because he had to come down to be Mesakin, the Neshama of Reuven, Vayishkav Reuven in Bila. And it's for that reason he was put in this Asayin, because that was his Tachlis. And he says, it could be that that's where Rabbi Eliezer ends up being put into Cherim. The reason he was put into Cherim is because the Pasuk says, Orur Shoichev Emeshes Aviv. And being that Reuven was Shoichev Emeshes Aviv, Vayishkav Reuven is Bila, and he's the reincarnation, he is the Nitzus Neshama, it's for that reason he now has to be Mekayim, this Orur of Orur Shoichev. Either way, it's a Kuntra Shem Echad Eliezer, it's Dvarim Niflam Adamoid, it's Mamash Kedai. If you have access to it, it's Kedai to go through it. But I'll just tell you one other interesting thing that he says. The Gemara says in the Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, Kishchol Rebbe Eliezer was very sick. Nichnasu Talmid of Levakar. So the Talmidim came to be Mevakar Chayla. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tarfin, they all came to be Mevakar Chayla. So the Gemara says that when they came in, Gara by the Yosef and Azifa, Eliezer was not happy to see his Talmidim, and he got very angry at them. And he asked them that, Lama Basim, why do you come now? Oh, you came to learn Torah? He says, if you came to learn Torah, why didn't you come previously? Where have you been all this time? So they told him, we didn't have any time. We couldn't get around to it. They were afraid to tell Rebbe Eliezer. I guess the real reason why they didn't come. I mean, he knew, but it was an embarrassing moment. So Rebbe Eliezer tells them, Tamiani im yamusu misas atzman. It would be a chiddush to me if you're going to die a regular, natural death. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva shali mahu. And what about me? Amalei shalcha kashim mishalahem. Yours is going to be worse. And there's a famous Rashi over here, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz quotes it in his sichas. He said, because you had so much potential, and had you been mishamish me, you could have been zoicha to such godless. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say that you see from here how much a person's hasagas has to be. Rabbi Akiva reached the Shar Nun. He was masik things that nobody was ever masik. And yet, Rabbi Eliezer has tainus on Rabbi Akiva that you could have been even greater. But the point is, I saw something unbelievable in the Radal. The Radal says that this was midah keneged midah for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one who went, and he was mevaser to Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, that he was in Cherem. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol later in life was going to be the one to tell Rabbi Akiva Shalchah Kashim Mishal Kulon about this, the horrible death Rabbi Akiva died. But at the end of the day, you see how it played out. But it's interesting. The real message of the story of the Tan Rach Noi is, of course, the Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti and all of that Divrei HaGadol that comes from it. But the real message is the point that Torah is Leib HaShamayim. That's the real point over here. The point is that Hagam and Shamayim, there was even a Baskal. All these miracles were taking place to prove that Rabbi Eliezer is right, and even Hashem said, Nitzchuni banai. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is that Torah is Leib HaShamayim. And the truth is, this idea that Torah is Leib HaShamayim is, as you would expect, a very, very important idea. In fact, the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva, his perhaps most famous Tshuva, Erechaim Simon Reish Ches, he talks about the idea of Torah Leib HaShamayim, but there's one excerpt that we've mentioned in the past, but now's really the day to talk about it, where the Chasam Sofer says, the Hine, this idea that Torah is Leib HaShamayim, it's the foundation of the entire Torah. The ilav hachi, because if we wouldn't have this rule, in kan Torah klal, there'd be no Torah. Darik kvar hayu lo ilomim. Shabbos kufyud vavam beis. Damar hu mina. There was a min that got up one day and he said that the Torah changed. Of course, referring to the Neitzrim. And it could be that this person who's arguing that the Torah is not the way it once was, and what Hashem expects from us today is not what He once expected from us. It could be that person is even about Moifis. The Novi Yishmaelim also came. The Novi Yishmaelim did that. The Shabsai Tzvi Omar Shenesabchu Am Mitzvahs Venasu Meessen Lavenu Meilaven Essen. VaAfilum LeNavim BeKlim Klalos HaTorah. And let's say you're willing to accept that. Of course, Hashem didn't completely alter it. At the very least, without this idea of Torah Leib HaShamayim, without this idea of a Novi Rashoy L'Chadish Dover, at least individual mitzvahs may be altered. Kolecha Yoimer Chalamti Chaloim, a person's gonna get up. Chalamti Chulim, Shechelev Ze Asir Veze Mut, Veze Yoimer Kach, Veze Kach, Vetafak HaTorah, the Torah is gonna be gone. So says Chasam Sofer, this idea of Torah Leib HaShamayim, there's a lot of Gishmak Raid associated with it, it comes up all the time. Of course, Rav Tzvi Yerushchayis, Maratzchias, this tshuva was written to Rav Tzvi Yerushchayis, wrote a whole conscious Torah Leib HaShamayim. Every time you find Torah Leib HaShamayim in a Gemara, you can be pretty sure that the Maratzchias is going to have a comment on it, he's going to have a go on it. But at the end of the day, and the truth is, it was very relevant. He fought the Reformed Jews at his time, so this was a very relevant topic. But the point is that Torah Leib HaShamayim is a Yesoy Gadol. I saw the Ben Yoyada. It could be. That being that this story here in Bava Metzion and Tess on the days was the story. This was like the Kriyas Yamsuf of Torah Leib HaShamayim. Kriyas Yamsuf was the Ramban in the end of Parashas Bo. That's the Chizuk in Amunah. So we know that Hashem didn't just create the world, but He's also managed the world, and He can do whatever He wants when He wants to do it. That's what you're supposed to take out of Kriyas Yamsuf. What you're supposed to take out of this story, This was the lesson L'Doiris that Torah Leib HaShamayim. That it doesn't matter who's going to come, what religion he's going to want to start. We're not Gerasim. The Baskol in Bifnei Kol Am Ve'Eda said, and Afal Pikein, we follow the Chachamim. Says the Ben Yoyada, if Hashem was going to send such a powerful message, we had to pick somebody very, very chashiv to pick. Megalglin Schusai De Zaka, and that's why it was Rabbi Eliezer. It's precisely because Rabbi Eliezer is so great. He's Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, like the Radal waxes poetic about. It's Dafka for that reason that we chose him, because we were trying to make a big statement that even though it was the great Rabbi Eliezer, and there was a Baskel that came out, it doesn't matter. Torah is still Leib HaShamayim. It's so integral, thus we had to make sure that we got it 100% right, and that's why it was Rabbi Eliezer. So you walk away from the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer is the big loser here. No, he's not. It's because of the godless of Rabbi Eliezer that Rabbi Eliezer was the one that was chosen. We'll stop here.